termed as the post-money valuation of the company. Lion Capital follows exactly these six steps to arrive at TerraMan's 20 crore valuation. 100% worth of the company is 20 crores. Then for a 3 crore investment, they should get a 15% stake in the company. Here, there is a disconnect between the founder's comfort and the investor's expectation. So at what valuation will this deal happen? At 30 crore, like the founders wanted, or at 20 crore that Lion Capital has estimated basis the market data? Nobody can tell this. This is where founders' reasoning and negotiation skills play a critical role in closing the deal. As entrepreneurs, you should be prepared to justify your valuation ask. The best way to do it is to be ready with a transaction comparable analysis for your business. Pre-money cap table. When an equity investment happens, the investor buys a stake in the company against investing capital. Making the investor a shareholder in the company, this changes the shareholding structure of the company completely. Let us understand how changes in company shareholding structure are captured in the cap table. Consider TerraMan, a D2C company that sells men's grooming products. This was founded last year by Rohan and John. To start the company, Rohan and John invested 50,000 rupees each as share capital. This means that the total share capital for TerraMan is Rohan's 50,000 plus John's 50,000, which equals to 1 lakh rupees. This share capital is actually the value or the price of shares issued to Rohan and John. If we put this into a formula, we get the number of shares issued multiplied by the price per share, which is equal to the total share capital. Since no investment has happened so far in the company, the